afternoon. Thank you for turning up. I think it's a good start. We're going to look at complex programs made simple, is what it says on there. So my name's Chris Pond. I work for TPG. And as you may have heard, I've got about 15 years actually deploying PPM-type tool sets and 10 years with the Microsoft stack. And we're here with Stefan, who's our product manager for Project Link and some of the other products that TPG has as well. Won't try and do too much of a sales pitch on that type of thing. So we're going to look at some three kind of main scenarios around Project Link today. So lots of you will have used Project, obviously, in the past, or all of you do, and you want to create cross-project dependencies. Obviously, you've got the central resource pool, but what we're interested in here is the types of things that we can do here as well. So creating links between tasks across projects is what you'd expect, but taking multiple projects and being able to roll up that data as well. So Project Link has kind of various different scenarios we'll look at, like I said, and also links between companies and other data. So again, we're not just saying this task links to this particular task. We can also move data such as dates, costs, red, amber, green indicators, so they could be rolled up from your sub-projects, if you want to think of it like that, up into, say, a program-type plan as well. For one of our companies, one of our customers, they actually have data in a sales order system that they then use to pull into their project plan so the project managers can get a feel for how the sales order processing is going as well. Okay, so you've used Project Server. We think of these, when you create cross-project dependencies in this way, as hard links. Yeah, so if I create a dependency, if one shifts, I open up the other project, that will shift as well. Yes, you can kind of control it, but not that easily. And we have deliverables. Anybody ever use the deliverables capability? Yeah? It's okay, but I guess the key thing with it is that it still doesn't provide what people actually want, which is a level of flexibility that we're going to look at providing today. So we're going to talk about soft links, which is creating dependencies between, you know, tasks across projects or maybe moving data up towards a kind of program view as well. And that's one of the key areas that people use around Project Link is multiple project views as well, yeah, without having to open up all these projects together. Creating links between different bits of data and different companies, potentially, and also using the powerful capabilities of Project to provide reporting. So rather than extracting data, putting it into SRS, or using Visio or something like that, we can just use Project to do the reporting that you want as well. And you get much better performance. You know, if you have multiple projects with dependencies, open up one project, it actually goes and opens up all the other projects behind, even though you don't really recognize that, perhaps. So we don't need to do that in here as well. So three scenarios we're going to look at. Roll-up and program management, we kind of link those two together. Connections between individual projects, and then coordination between line staff as well. So in this one, this is a kind of fairly classic one. We've got Project A and B. Project Link sits in the middle. So Project Link is a little add-in into Project itself. And then we can actually pull data into the kind of program plan. So we can start to go, show me all the milestones across this kind of program. And we can refresh that whenever we want as well. That's the other key thing. And we can look at updates and see what the changes are and preview that before we allow that to come into our plan. However, if we're thinking about program management in a certain way, the program manager could also then start to slip data, or dates in this case, and then push that down into the project manager's plan, and they can then deal with the impact of that. But it's really about people pulling data and being able to see the impact of that change. It won't automatically change your project, but it gives you that option to then go and deal with the impact of that as well. And we can see one of those here at the same time. So obviously, you can use all the baseline capabilities and graphical capabilities to see that data as well. Scenario two is probably the one that most people will be familiar with. A couple of people, they've got some projects. In this case, project manager B wants to mirror a task that's in project A, so we can actually mirror whole tasks and other bits of data. And they also have a link between the end of project A to somewhere in project B, so they actually want to create this soft dependency that will then pull through that data so they can see how the project is actually progressing. And what the impacts are there as well between the different projects. And then scenario three, which is actually my favorite scenario, because I think it's the one that really works well around kind of resource management and resource processing. A couple of teams, and we've got our project manager. So the project manager's going, I need this team, and I think it's going to take this amount of time. So team A pull that into their project schedule, and then they start to do their planning. And then what we can see is that it's actually going to take longer to do the piece of work than the PM thinks. So he then pulls that back, he or she pulls it back into their plan, and they can see the impact of that as well. Yeah. And again, they can do that for multiple projects across multiple teams at the same time. So it's not just, you know, one-to-one or one level. We can go as many levels deep as we want to as well. And again, we're moving dates, durations, cost data if we want to. But again, we don't have to allow it to actually impact and change the project if we don't want to. So I don't have any prizes, but does anybody want to guess what this is? It's not Spirograph. Anybody old enough to remember Spirograph? Yeah? It's not one of those. So basically, this is data from one of our customers who uses Project Link. And each of the red dots is what you might call a sub-project or one of the kind of delivery projects. And in the middle, then, we have a roll-up of all the milestones from those particular projects. And then the dependencies can be seen between those as well. So the thicker the lines, the more kind of links there are as well. So in this one, it's 300 project plans, 2,000 one-to-one links, and 21,000 rolled-up tasks or milestones in total as well. So it's pretty scalable. I would suggest as well, it's not just for a few projects, it will go much further as well. This is being used for a 1.4 billion euro project as well. So again, something that has some longevity, not being delivered till 2021. So that's the easy part out of the way. I'm gonna hand over to Stefan, and he's gonna do the actual product demo, and then obviously we'll be around afterwards to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you very
much. You must be exhausted. Have a drink.
It's tiring. I actually have to do some work.
Okay, so I'm a bit slower than he was. Basically, I want to show you the same thing, but just in life. So let's start with the program thing. I have to check out this one. This is an empty plan, and let's say I'm a program manager of a product which has a few sub-projects, and I'm not interested in any single task of these sub-projects. I want to have the key milestones. That's what I'm interested in to steer my program. So I go into my task picker. So here you can see, just to show you, there are a lot of different tools from us, and this is the part for Project Link. So, as I'm a program manager and I want to roll up things, there is a section called Rollups, and I want to have a milestone rollup. So, what you can see here, this is a parameter section. What we do is we classify our projects, so they all belong to a program called Product One, and this particular program is already assigned to that enterprise field. What I have to do is I have to show up the project summary task. Once you have selected the project summary task, Project Link gathers the value of that enterprise field. So this is a parameter what we use to get everything which is configured in the background. It can be everything. This is a simple one, just we're rolling up the project summary task plus the milestones out of that project. But we could have everything. We could have faces, special tasks, whatever. This is all totally configurable. So I have a preview here. This is, I'm a bit pointed about, oh, there's a project summary task and there are milestones. And then I say, okay, link that one. You can name it with a name, whatever you want to, and then it rolls up and it shows, okay, these are my three sub-projects out of my program, and these are the milestones out of this program, okay? So now I'm starting doing my program manager work. For instance, I have a time shift here. We need to be, for some reason, we need to be earlier. So I move a little bit this milestone in back, But as you can see, we have written two dates. So we take custom fields here because we want to keep the original from the sub-project and want to point out a delivery date or a wished date for this. So this then will be saved in the database. That's a normal project in Project Server. And once it has saved, we will publish that as well. So what happens on the other side? Let's wait for the publish is finished. Shouldn't be too long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 100%. So let's go. And basically, I have moved project A, I guess. Yes, I have moved a milestone of project A. So I go into project A, which is here. I have to check that out as well. And now I'm the sub-project manager. And one beauty of the thing is, compared to the standard functionality of cross-project links, that we, in the standard functionality, you always need to have rights on the projects where you have your links to, no matter whether you get a link or you link to something. You always need to have rights on the project. We do not need this because we rely on project server security, so it's enough to have read access. And also we can say some customers are using that. Well, project managers can pick dates from everywhere. So in the background we have a read permission which says everyone can see it, can read, at least read everything, because we do not change something and we can configure what the people are seeing. That's also an option. So I, as the sub project manager, want to see what's coming down from the from the program. So let's go on here. And we have a feature, it's called population rules. And that's exactly for this functionality, something comes back out of a rollup. So I'm looking for my population rules, and I see there there are two population rules, so two milestones which have rules to get back data from a program. I just select the one I've moved now and say preview, and it tells me what will happen to that. It will create a link type called delivery dates. So I get back from that delivery date. So let's just create that link and see what happens. Where is it? Here it is. So, as you can see, there is a link created, and when we watch at the milestone, we haven't moved the calculated milestone. We just added an additional date, and here is a little bit of configuration in the Gantt chart view to point out, okay, there is a delay. Okay? That's the idea behind it. And we filled some custom fields, like that the project manager knows what's going on there. It comes from a certain project. So I resized that a little bit. I see the source project. I see the source task, and so on. This is all totally configurable, so you can have any data out of the other project, whatever you want to. Okay, so the next thing is, and I still stay in that project plan. I have a dependency with that milestone of component B to another project plan, to a project plan which is also in that program, and there I have a dependency on. So let's go to the task picker again and watch out for another kind of linking. And this is something we call one-to-one links. One-to-one means one task is linked to another task. And here I can now search the database, I can search the projects, and I find project B. So now, I want to, and well, I need to know the task, what I have dependencies on, but in fact, I get shown the entire project here with its structure. So you can collapse things, and you can also start and find things within big projects. But let's say I am dependent on, I know, don't know whether this makes sense in terms of the date. Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm dependent on that one here. So I select that one, and then I go into the link type, and I want to have a soft link. I just want to have the information when it is this milestone finished. That's the only thing I want to know. So I take a soft link and link that to my selected task in the background. And you will see that there is upcoming data. And you can see, okay, it's a soft link. It comes from project B. It's a component A finished. And there is basically, in that kind, there is a configuration mismatch. This should be green already because I'm dependent on that milestone. And usually, because it's early, so it should be green. So configuration error, but that's just normal project client stuff. So this is soft link is very often used because it doesn't change my project plan. It gives me the information I need, and then I, as the master of my own schedule, have to decide what to do with this information. Nothing from outside changes my project plan. I want to be the one who's doing that. That's the idea. Another thing is sometimes I want to have the possibility to set dependencies because I want to have that. I want to have shifts. For that, we have kind of called a mirrored link. And this is the other one, what Chris showed on the slide. Again, I go to the task picker. Everyone is already selected. And I say, now I want to mirror the same thing. I want to mirror the information into a new line, okay? So again, I take this link type, I click on link, and then the system asks me, where do you want to have that? Where do I have to create this new line? And in that case, I want to have it relative above my selected task. So that in general, in real world, that doesn't make sense to link twice the same thing. This is just for demo purposes. So I say, okay. And what happens is it creates a new line with a different information. So this is a mirrored link. It creates a little bit a task name, which gives me some hints. And this is now a thing where I can link on. Because for some reasons, I want to link on that, all right? But still, we have different configurations in the view to see this is a linked task. Okay. So far, so good. Last but not least, I have the last scenario. Is my team plan already open? Yes. So let's say I am this project A. Is a high-level project plan, which points out tasks which have 20 to 50 days, whatever, and these are not tasks or real work tasks. These are more or less work packages, which have to be done by a team. So in fact, that means the project manager is more something like he requests results from teams and wants to get this back. So for that, let's start. Let's say I'm a team manager. I'm a team manager who's planning parts of projects. So first thing I need to do is I need to get a work package from somewhere. this, how to get this information. This is something outside Project Link, outside project. There must be a process behind it, how we want to communicate that, and so on and so on. Project Link is at that stage just the tool to fulfill these process steps. So let's go back to Project Link and say now we want to get a work package from, let's say, program A. Now it loads all data from program A, and let's say I'm the team manager, and I have to specify, I have to write the specification, or my team has to write a specification for something, for component A. So what I do is, I say, okay, get this work package and put it into my plan. So I say link, and again, I can say where I want to have it. Okay. Now that comes up with a new task, and now the planning work starts. It's about 20 days, and I start planning some tasks. Task one, task two, task three, task four, task five. So to make it simple, all of these tasks, again, I'm really working on network logic, so I'm doing automatically scheduled, and they are all 5 days long. They are all connected together. So normal planning work. By the way, that one should be manual. That one should be auto-scheduled as well. So, and go into another view that I see the information. What you can see here is, and I'll remove that a little bit. The orange bar, this is what I got from the project A. And this is what I have planned. Okay? So what I do now is I just save it. By the way, where is my summary task? Where is my summary task? It should be all right. This is a summary task. And it should show the entire project here. Anyway, we will see. So I just save it. It's a configuration thing. It will be shown in another view. Gantt chart. Oh. I forgot something. You didn't tell me, Chris. I have to indent this. That's what I was looking for. Now I can stay in that view. That's what I was looking for. So I have a summary task which is calculated by what I have planned, but I have still the request from the project. Okay? So I see what I have, what I get from the project manager, and now the thing is, I have to save that, I have to publish that. Wait a little bit until this is done, publish completed successfully. Now back into project A, and we take again specify A, and me as a project manager, I want to get back what the team manager has done out of my request. So task picker, team project demo. And I know I have to link this summary task because these are the planned tasks below, and I want to link the summarization. I do not want to have the details. I just want to have the summary. And I use a special link type, which is named get work package team details. Link this. And here we go. I see, okay, he starts later than I have requested it, and it takes a bit longer. And you could bring up every kind of data, percent complete, which resources are working on it, whatever you want, notes, you can take notes, and all these things can be done. But at the end, we do not change the other schedule. So this is just information stuff. I know what happens in projects which deliver something to me, but they do not change my schedule. But I have a basis on what we can talk together. We can think about how to solve this problem. Okay, that's basically the end of the demo. Any questions? Technically, soft link is just we take an existing task and soft link information into custom fields. So basically, at that soft link here, this is the task, the original task out of this schedule, okay? And this one here is data from the linked task. But it's not a new line in my project plan. It's just information, date information on custom fields. Okay, and the mirrored link is really a new line. I create a new line in my schedule with information from the external task. Yes. Okay, I didn't use it. Hard link is a very special thing. Hard link, some customers want to have that. Hard link is just writing date or start and finish in from the source into start and finish from the target. And this is hardly shift something. It's not a mirrored task. It's on an existing task, writing date information hardly in the calculated fields to shift the task. Some customers want to have that. And it's harder than a real dependency. The real dependency has a separate line with a dependency to my task. And the hard link is not a separate line. It's just data which is written into the existing task. A hard constraint, very hard constraint, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any examples of programs? I didn't really get the question.
So the question was, do we have any examples of a program plan, which is then multiple schedules underneath it, pulling up?
Not on this demo system. This is just to show. But basically, that one slide, what Chris showed before with this flower picture, this is the massivest multi-program schedule what we do with Project Link. The massivest I know. Oh no, there is another example. We have one customer. They're dealing very much with SAP, and they have a massive program. I'm not allowed to say the name and what it is about, but they have a massive program with about more than 50 schedules. And they have a little bit kind of breakdown structure where up down to a certain level, everything should go to SAP PS, okay? But it's not that easy to synchronize, it's another tool of us, synchronize multiple project schedules into SAP, into one SAP project. So what we do there is we collect every task out of these 50 to 60 single schedules, which is supposed to be in SAP, and we collect that together, bring that in a master plan, which does not have the levels, which should not go to SAP, and then we post that from that master plan into SAP, which has about 12,000 tasks in one project file, and all of them are rolled up from sub-projects. The standard is that the owner of the project has to do it manually. So he has two choices. He can go into the project plan and say, update all links, what I have in my task, without reviewing what happens. He can go into a tool that says show links, that shows him all links, and he can say, okay, give me a preview of my links, what happens. Or he can update link by link, just selecting the link and click update the selected link. And this is a standard, all more or less manually, but we have a little API to our tool where we can say, okay, we can have a little VBA code in the Enterprise Global, for instance, and say, okay, execute project link actions while opening the project, for instance, update automatically or something like that. Yeah. No, we do not do that because we do not prevent. We do not watch out circle dependencies or something like that. We do not do that in the moment. But this other customer, which was mentioned, requested that, and currently we are thinking about calculating links. So we're currently working on a tool, server-based tool, which calculates all the links and then will point out a cross-project critical path. But that's a very, very complicated mathematical thing because, obviously, that could have a long calculation time, and I don't want to bother you with details, but we are working on that. Currently, we only support project server projects. Might be that we come out with something which takes MPP files as well. But I can't tell too much about it because it's a future thing. Any more questions?
So you can drop by the stand tomorrow, definitely. I've got an environment I can take you through and walk with you as well, so feel free to do that as well. Thanks for letting us overrun. And no doubt we'll see you. Is everyone going to the Blues thing tomorrow? See you there. Then.
See you there. Have fun.
Have fun. Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you for showing up.
Yeah.